Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
And we are at the Port Huron Yacht Club this morning. We are inside the Port Huron Yacht Club. I love being outside, but this smoke is no joke. We're talking right now with Phoebe Wall Howard. Phoebe, good morning.
Good morning.
You cover this for your Substack, which is Shifting Gears, and you cover all things sailing. Where did your love for sailing come from?
Comes from my dad. But writing about sailing comes from my husband, and that was I wanted to better understand what drove him to the water, and so that's what inspired intense coverage.
You have covered so much that I want to cover this morning, but let's start with some of the conversations you had overnight with the crew from Fast Tango, who is coming here from Mackinac Island because they completed the Chicago to Mackinac race last weekend, right?
Yes. Yes, so Bayview Pass Commodore Tim Proffitt is coming to Port Huron for his 44th Bayview Mackinac race. But he just said he just kept saying over and over again, this is dystopian. He can't get over there is no sun. I mean, you are out on the water. The other sailors saying you can't see land, you can't see the sky, and the navigation is very difficult. But what was so jarring is when a number of sailors told me they just couldn't even see freighters. They're counting exclusively on radar systems and technology on the boat because on Lake Huron, you can't even see the freighters.
That is wild. I mean, we've all seen fog, but this stuff is thicker than fog. I mean, in that, you know, you can get up close to a freighter in this smoke and not even see it.
One of the sailors told me that the difference between this and the East Coast is that fog is so wet. He said, you're essentially in a rain cloud, and this is so dry, and you can feel it in your throat, you can feel it in your nose. The sailors said they're not feeling it in the eyes yet, but the local doctors have recommended that sailors do pack N95 masks just for comfort for your throat.
That's not a bad idea, probably for anybody that's going to be out in this, as a lot of people will be out and about over these next few days. How was the Chicago to Mackinac race this year?
Chicago to Mackinac had about 22 do-not-finishes. You had a big storm that broke a lot of equipment, but really, I don't think much more. It was a typical race. Mm-hmm. So there was a one-off storm, but no one was tossed overboard. Last year, I covered the sinking of a sailboat, and so we didn't have that, and we're hoping we don't have that this week. Watching very, very carefully the storm forecast, and we are definitely expecting storms, which on the upside for the racers, they love the wind.
They do indeed. They need the wind, and they'll find the wind no matter where it is. You covered something on your Substack last month. It was the Max Solo Challenge in the boat Godspeed. Tell us a bit about that.
So Andy Petraeus is a seasoned sailor, and on his bucket list, he wanted to do the race by himself, single-handed. What's incredible, and I learned from him, you have to qualify to even enter that race. They require you to prove certain races, distances, and time alone on the boat. In doing so, you also have to learn the idea of putting yourself to sleep about every 20 minutes or so, on and off, very, very frequently.
Yeah.
You're sleeping constantly when you find it safe, as opposed to the crude boats. You go for 3 hours at a time, 4 hours at a time. So what ended up happening actually is some of the equipment didn't break, but it wasn't as dependable as he thought it might be. Ended up on the rocks, and the U.S. Coast Guard had to rescue him. He broke ribs, and it was really, they were worried about his life. The rescue by the Coast Guard was epic and the stuff of a Hollywood movie. But he had to wait hours with broken ribs. They sent a boat, and by the time the ship had come up on the rocks, they had to change and bring a helicopter in.
My goodness.
So we're very, very grateful to the U.S. Coast Guard.
I think we forget sometimes how unforgiving that big lake can be.
Very unforgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the stories that you're following, without too many spoilers, what are some of the big stories in the 102nd Port Huron to Mackinac race?
We're looking at people who are racing for the first time this year, and also the old goat, which is your 25th. I'm watching some specific boats to see what happens. There are some very, very seasoned racers looking to see at times being broken. And again, I usually cover 24/7, so I'll be monitoring the race at 11 o'clock at night, 1 and 2 and 3 in the morning. And that's usually when things happen. And if it happens, it'll be posted in real time. So those are the ones I'm watching for. I hope I don't get them, but I do every single year.
This is where I'm going to sound old. I remember 25 years ago when, you know, we didn't have yellow brick and we didn't have, social media. I mean, now you can follow these boats on their social media and you can, Tim Proffitt just posted this or somebody posted that. On their socials. I mean, not that they're doing that constantly, but there are so many ways to keep in touch with the race that just didn't exist several years ago.
But there's a trick. You have a device on the boat in addition to the yellow brick device. You have the AIS safety device, which, of course, Chicago requires, but the Bayview race does not. Mm-hmm. And what's happening with that is boaters love it because if you're in an emergency, they can see you with this device in a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. However, this also means your competitors can see you at all times as well. So you do have racers who are turning it off for much of the time in this race, so they can't be watched, they can't be followed, they have secret strategies. One of the sailors told me last night, it's my intellectual property. I'm guarding it like my mother.
This is such a highly competitive race, and there are so many different levels of competition. There are those that go out, they just want to finish. They just want to get to the island and have a good time, but there are boats that are very competitive in this race, aren't there?
Yes, and I think people forget how serious weight is. Not just human weight on the boats, but people talk, they count the number of water bottles. They count the number of emergency tools. I know sailors who count the pairs of underwear. That isn't a joke. When you have a huge crew, the number of clothing you take matters. You may get one pair of flip-flops, one pair of boat shoes, but you really need to ration for every little pound. It matters. And scrubbing the bottom of the boats, everyone's doing that. Because a little bit of growy stuff can mean seconds, and seconds can mean first, second, or third place. People will lose this race, a 2-3-day race, by seconds.
Phoebe, what do they win?
What do they win? You know, I talked to a sailor who's getting ready to race his 25th race. He has never been on the podium, never first, never second, never third. And I said, why do you keep trying? And he said, it's the honor of finishing. That's why they do it.
It really is. And you would think, well, there must be a cash prize, right? There must be a big trophy. There must be. You get a burgee. You get a flag. But that means everything, doesn't it?
It does. And you talk to the sailors, and the beautiful thing is they talk about racing the wind. And it's the idea of power over wind and water. And it's also, you have some of the most competitive, successful people in the country. And they will tell you, this is their yoga. This is their zen, that everything clears the mind, and there is nothing like going 20 knots on Lake Huron and flying like you're surfing on the ocean.
You can do 25 or 44 or 50 of these races. No two of them are the same, are they?
No, no.
And you will always remember certain things about certain races. I mean, I'm sure at some point it all becomes kind of a blur, but there are moments that will always stand out, right?
Well, and non-sailors look at the storm forecasts and worry, or these different conditions. What sailors and racers worry about is no wind. That is when they get angry, they argue, they have unpleasantness. I talked to some sailors a few years ago who said all their friendships almost dissolved. They were stranded in the middle of the lake, and they just, no one could speak to anyone because they just couldn't. Another thing I learned this last year is I had no idea how much trouble they have getting over the finish line. They'll be sitting at the finish line at Mackinac Island just waiting for hours.
Having observed the last few years, the starting line, that fascinates me too, how you can, you know, if it's a foot race, you stand behind the line, and when the pistol fires, you go. If it's a horse race, they open the gate, and then the horse flies out. In a boat race, you're just moving around in the water, trying not to cross that line too soon. There's a lot of strategy involved there.
Well, and with this visual situation, with the visibility issue, you know, it's tight and sketchy in terms of hitting one another, but this visibility issue changes the game as well if we have this on Saturday. Another thing to consider is the shore course. There are two courses, a longer course, Cove Island and Shore. What's interesting interesting is the shore course. You go around buoys. It's technology. There isn't an actual buoy. You check in electronically, so you're not going to have an issue where boats are trying to navigate a buoy. Whereas Cove Island, it's a little bit different.
You mentioned that you will be covering this race sort of 24/7 all weekend long, so from start to finish. Lots of pots of coffee, I'm sure. Where can people follow? Because you said you're posting in real time. How can people follow you along online?
You know, the easiest thing is actually just Googling Shifting Gears and Phoebe Wall Howard, or Phoebe Wall Howard and Mackinac Race. And the stories will pop. We've got a lot of stories up from last year, strategies. I've also got things from around the year where people have cracked their heads open, big awards for survival and rescue, a lot of rescue stories. So again, just looking up my name, Phoebe Wall Howard, and looking up Sailors Are Sailing or Shifting Gears, and the stories will just pop. You go right to my website.
We'll be following it. Phoebe, thanks for stopping by here. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Phoebe Wall Howard with us here on WPHM, the new 105.5 at the Port Huron Yacht Club.